Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
For the Celtics back over 500, Keith.
Yeah, I've been waiting all season for this. Holy smokes. I thought the Celtics were going to be okay. I was wrong for the most part, but turning that ship around just a little bit. You got to get one game over 500 before you get to two games over 500, before you get to five games over 500, before you can play in the play-in game. It's find out your fate when you're the 9 seed in the Eastern Conference. One step at a time.
Well, maybe you win
one win at a time.
You don't really find out right then.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
maybe you beat the 10 seed.
Yeah.
And now you got like the 7 or the 8 waiting for you.
If you could choose between winning the NBA Cup or...
NBA Cup. Stop
yeah,
right
okay,
there.
Yeah, NBA, NBA Cup.
I'm asking the wrong...
Yeah,
I'm barking
up the wrong tree.
Yeah, NBA Cup. What do you mean?
Yeah, you don't want to make that play-in tournament?
No.
The little quick play-in?
Well, not. I mean, if I'm given the choice,
I'm
winning
you.
Something. I don't think I'm winning anything from the 8 seed.
You'd rather be... Win the NBA Cup and be a lottery team. So you get to raise a banner and you have a little chance at DeBanza.
Kind of the best of both worlds,
okay.
If you ask me.
All right.
So the Celtics are winners last night, 113-99 over the Brooklyn Nets. That's where we start here today on Jones and Keefe. Whole bunch of ways you can get in touch on the phones and text line, 617-779-7937. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat going on Twitch. Do the same on YouTube. Healthy chat there. You can watch there as well. Just subscribe to WEEI. I will get to the Red Sox later on this hour. We'll get to the Bruins later on this hour. We'll get to, and this is new, Keith. This is proprietary. And we should have We should have done that yesterday.
Yes.
But the Jones and Keefe AFC standings, we have a mathematical numerical formula to rework the AFC standings. Because a lot of people are complaining about the Patriots.
Yeah.
Are they fool's gold? Do they have any good wins?
Strength of schedule.
Strength
who
the
they play?
Schedule,
no.
Strength of victory.
The legwork has been done. We already told you weeks ago that the Jones and Keefe playoff predictor had them in at 100%.
Correct.
Way ahead of everybody else.
Much
this
further
is
ahead.
Sort of a little bit, this is next level. This is through 11 weeks, taking a look at all the teams in the AFC, all their wins and losses. This is ours
like,
only.
Don't go copying it now.
You can use it, but just get a cite us.
Yeah.
You got to put the old at Jones and Keefe if you're using it on Twitter or Instagram, something like that. But
so
you'll find out how serious they are and where they rank against everybody else.
So we'll do that at 11.
Good.
Plus we have a Would You Rather Wednesday. We have the Dork Minute.
Yeah.
And Pure Hoops with Terp. At high noon, so a busy, busy day.
Fresh off a trip to the Barclays.
Here on Jones and Keefe. I'm curious his thoughts on the Celtics now at 8-7. They beat the Brooklyn Nets last night, who are now 0-7 at home, 2-12 overall.
And another reason why you can't tank. We asked the question preseason for both the Bruins and the Celtics, like, should either one consider tanking? The Celtics just physically can't. Like, unless Brown and White were out for the season as well as Tatum. Like, look at the team. Look at that Nets team. Like, are they serious with that? Like, that is an NBA team, I guess.
Oh, you don't like Michael Porter Jr.? You don't like a front court of Noah?
Actually, Michael Porter Jr. is not bad. He's
best
player by far.
Noah Clowney and Nick Claxton?
No.
Terrence Mann?
No.
Igor Demon?
Igor Demon.
That's sweet. That's a sweet name.
That's a kick-ass name, but no, I don't want Igor Demon on my team. Like, oh, you guys ready to go? It's like, yeah, we're starting Igor Demon tonight.
Okay, so they're bad. Here's the bad news for the Celtics. They were losing with 9 minutes to go in this game.
Yeah, that was surprising to me.
I would say that was surprising.
That was alarming.
So they're 8-7. They're over 500. They've won 3 in a row. I want to say, and I was saying the other day, I'm like, well, maybe they're righting the ship a little bit. The schedule is lightening up back-to-back in Brooklyn. I don't feel great about last night's win. I mean, I'm happy they won compared to losing, obviously. But I don't feel great coming out of that game last night and look at the Celtics like they've figured anything out.
No, they had, in a dogfight with the Brooklyn Nets.
They had one possession at the end of the game where I want to say it was like three or four straight threes. They just kept grabbing offensive rebounds and just hucking up threes. And it's like they've learned nothing. Nothing has changed. They've lost a bunch of talent off the team. I feel like they still don't know how to play. I thought they'd just, you know, wipe the floor with Brooklyn last night, that gorgeous herringbone floor. I thought they'd wipe the floor with them.
Yeah.
And it turns out they were losing with 9 minutes to go to this trash-ass team.
Yeah, they're a dump team.
I wanted to come in feeling better about them, and I really don't. And you look at a guy like Jaylen Brown last night. If you look at the final box score, okay. He puts up 29 points. He has, a game where he's contributing rebounds and assists, though not enough, 4-4.
Uh-huh.
8 turnovers last night.
Part
Yikes. Of 19 turnovers for the Celtics. Why were the Nets in the game?
Yeah, that's it.
Because they kept turning it over, and because their number one guy kept turning it over last night to the point where he was kind of benched in the first half. Keefe, he was benched.
Played 10 minutes.
In the first half, he played 10 total minutes.
Yeah.
Here's Jaylen on that after the game, his limited usage in the first half.
No, I was just playing like in the first half. Obviously, turning the ball over, et cetera. So I was just, took a minute for me to figure it out, but I kind of picked it up to close the game. But got to come out to a better start in the first half, especially in the first quarter, because the team kind of feeds off me. I know that, so I got to be better. Jill's just holding me to a higher standard.
Okay, so like he didn't play well last night. He was great in the third quarter, but he didn't start the game. 8 turnovers, like that's why the Nets were in the game.
Is it too far, too harsh to say, like, we're learning a lot about Jaylen Brown, or maybe we're just confirming what we already knew, where, like, he's a very, very good player, and he's been on very, very good teams his whole career, but he's not going to carry a team. Like, or I was trying to think of other comps, and the one that I came up with before, I don't know if I've come up with one better, but, like, Zach LaVine. Zach LaVine's really good, and if Zach LaVine was paired up with Jason Tatum for his whole career...
Which, by the way, earmuffs out there, Andy Hart. Andy Hart can't...
Hates LaVine?
Jaylen
Brown.
Like his guy, Jaylen Brown, to be compared to Zach LaVine.
I don't know if it's too harsh. This guy's a finals MVP. He's a multi-time all-star. He was all-NBA for a season. But you can go through years and find guys that you're like, okay, he was all-NBA. Like, good for you, but, like, isn't perennial. Like, Jason Tatum. And some wonder, does Tatum get too much credit and Brown not enough? I don't know. I think the way it's unfolding this season is only kind of supporting that case. Like, Jason Tatum, just how important he is. And we've been upset. Like, we've been frustrated with him, and we've talked about some, like, late possessions with him or sort of disappearing for a quarter here and there. But overall, I think you know what his worth is. And Jaylen Brown, a really good player, but it's the NBA. Every team's going to have a guy that scores 25 points per game. So, like, something like that isn't going to really stand out to you. And you're struggling to beat the Nets. You just barely got over 500. I don't know. Like, this could have gone another way. There was some talk that, like, hey, Jaylen Brown wants to prove that he is a true top 10 player in the league. This will be his opportunity. There's no sharing credit. Yeah, sure. People will be like, oh, Derek White's good. Peyton Pritchard's good. But this will be Jaylen Brown's time to shine.
So I think they've all been exposed, right? Derek White.
Oh, big time.
Peyton Pritchard, the coach, Joe Mazzulla. Like, they've all been exposed. And I thought they would all look better than they have. All of them.
Yeah.
And Pritchard's maybe turned it on a little bit.
See, I think even with Pritchard, though, it's like.
What is he?
He was the sixth man of the year. That's awesome. That's what he should be. And so he's been asked to do more, and I think he's doing the best he can. He's had some good nights. He's had some bad nights. To me, it's more Brown and White. Like, I just assumed, wrongly, that those two guys would play at an all-star caliber. And Brown will be an all-star, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I thought they would be more, completely step up their game with Tatum not there, because there's just way more shots to be had. There's way more possession. There's way more time with the ball. And I don't know. I haven't really seen it enough. Not consistently.
So, and I guess why I'm disappointed is because I had a high opinion of Jaylen Brown. Like, I thought in the playoffs last year when Tatum went down, Jaylen couldn't carry him to a title, but I thought he could carry him past New York. I thought they had enough.
For one game, it looked like maybe they could. Then it turned back into a pumpkin.
And look.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Last year, they still had a lot without Tatum.
Yeah.
Like, you still had Drew Holiday, and you still had Porzingis, although he needed to take a nap every other game.
Yeah, that was wild.
And you still had Horford, and, like, I really thought with that much, and it was still only the Knicks on the other side, I thought Jaylen could carry him past it. There was a point in the offseason, if they treated it seriously, where I thought they'd be a top-four team if they just added something in the offseason. They did not. The offseason was a joke. The new owner is a joke. And so they tore it down. So I lowered that to still top six in the East, which I don't think is a crazy expectation, and I want your thoughts on this. 617-779-7937. What is a realistic expectation? But because I had Jaylen Brown, or a high opinion of Jaylen Brown, I'm really disappointed in how he's played. 8 turnovers last night, getting benched. Came out the other day when he had 30-plus points, and he's like, oh, you know, I wasn't even that good.
Oh, the team needs me to
and
do
it
more.
Feels like
it's like,
this,
dude, you were good that game.
This moody, sad sack attitude that I just – it's not translating with this team on the floor. And I hate to say it, I didn't think this would be the case, but Jaylen is getting exposed without Tatum and the rest of the talent around him. I think your Zach LaVine comp is a pretty good one.
Thank you.
LaVine's made 2 All-Star teams. Brown's already made 4 on his way to 5.
Yeah, but it helps when you're on a winning team, right?
100%.
Like I think – like, I think Klay Thompson's a really good player, but the what if of his career, if he's not paired up with Steph Curry, what does that look like?
How many All-Star teams has Klay Thompson
made? A bunch.
If I had to guess, like...
Well, winning teams...
8?
Yeah, I bet that's too many.
5, you're right.
Yeah,
so it's honestly, like, closer to Jaylen.
Yeah.
I looked up Jamal Murray. I was surprised. Jamal Murray's never made an All-Star team.
That's weird.
I was like, what would Denver be?
Good playoff player.
What if Jokic went down? And Jokic is better than Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
But what if Jokic went down, and what would Jamal Murray be? Would he be exposed? They're different style of players. I thought that would be a better comp, but honestly, Murray has no real accolades other than just, I mean, a championship, which Jaylen also has.
He wasn't Finals MVP, but he was awesome in that playoff, so I guess there is that. No, Brown has a higher status than Jamal Murray, but yeah, it's just one of those things where a lot of guys on non-playoff teams are able to put up some numbers, and you're just thinking somebody like Brown, who has been at times a top 15 player in the league, should be able to at least elevate the team higher than that. And you know, I know people are saying, well, it's not just Tatum. It's also all the other guys that you're missing as well. But I don't know. You look at there are teams like the Nets in the league. Like you lost to a team like the Jazz. You have a losing record against the Sixers. Like there were opportunities there where it's not like you're playing the Thunder and the Pistons and, you know, these teams every single night. Like you have an opportunity to. And nobody, I think the level of expectation was very fair to go into the year. You and I were both somewhat optimistic. We're like, they could be the 6th seed, right?
Yeah.
Like nobody was saying like, oh, look out, this team
I wanted to put them higher, but the offseason was such a joke.
Yeah.
I didn't feel good about putting them any higher, but I would have if they took the offseason seriously.
Yeah.
So I agree. I think expectations weren't crazy.
Yeah.
And yeah, the team to me has been disappointing. That includes a win last night. Now they get
I keep going back to this part is the other 3 guys that they let go for salary reasons, they needed to really replace those guys anyway. Could you rely on Kristaps Porzingis?
No.
You couldn't. It's just been too many times where you're like, he's going to be hurt in big games.
From what I've
he's
read,
right now.
From what I've read, yeah, the Hawks are already like done. They're ready to trade him.
Yeah,
they're ready
hurt.
To move his salary. Yeah.
He's already missed almost half the games, and he has a knee injury. So he's already out. Al Horford, you see what he's doing with Golden State?
No.
Nothing.
I bet him a couple of times and they have not hit, so I'm assuming it's not going
nothing.
Well.
Yeah. That poor guy, remember he texted us his parlay. It all came down to Horford getting like 6 points.
Yeah.
He couldn't even do it.
Yeah,
he's awful.
That was a rough one.
Basically, since he came to the Celtics, every time he's left the Celtics, he's been awful. And he's old. Like, he had a good career. I'm not trying to dump on him. I'm just saying, even if you brought back Porzingis and Horford, how much would they give you? Surprisingly, Holiday's doing decent with Portland.
Yeah, supposedly.
He's doing well.
He's playing well, and Simons has been disappointing here.
Yeah. I just feel like those big guys, you couldn't even rely on them. You wouldn't be like in a much better spot if you had Porzingis and Horford. You know, you'd be writing a pretty big check to two guys that would be in and out of the lineup anyway. Mm. So like, you needed to replace those guys regardless of contracts.
Just because his name came up, Simons had a little bit of a bounce back game last night.
Well, he was good in the first half, right?
26 yeah. minutes, 11 points, right. And some of when, you know, Jalen was out, they needed something. He even had some assists last night, which hasn't happened a lot with him. The offseason, to me, I think expectations were realistic. And now I think it might be time to revise it down. Like you said earlier, Keith, I don't know, were you joking or were you being serious when you said they're a play-in team? Have you moved them down in your mind from a team that should be top six?
Yeah. Well, because I really thought, of all people, you'd get more out of Derek White.
Because really, they're like a game out of being a top six.
Yeah, no, it's still
Atlanta's,
pretty jumbled.
Atlanta's 9-6. They're the sixth seed. You know, you're really a game back of them.
Well, I mean, the 2 seed and the 11 seed are separated by 2 games. So it's still very, very clustered. But I know they've won 3 games in a row, so there's at least that. But yeah, I have less confidence in them now than I did at the start of the season.
Oh, I agree with that. Yeah, I have less confidence in them. I haven't lowered my expectations yet. Like, they should still be a 6 seed, but you know, I want to see if teams like Philly drop off. Detroit is good, and we thought Detroit was good a year
Detroit's
ago.
Detroit's nice.
I don't think they're as good as they played, though.
No, but they'll have a better record than the Celtics.
Is Toronto going to fall off? Those are some of the teams ahead of the Celtics, and you can play that game two ways. Right now, Milwaukee and Orlando and the Celtics all have the same record. Maybe some of those teams
a couple weeks
move back. So that's kind of where they're at now. They get Brooklyn again. They get Orlando, which they've split with. Orlando's been disappointing, but they have the same record as you. And then the schedule really does pick up for the Celtics. Detroit, Minnesota, Cleveland, New York. Mm. So I think that stretch right there, we probably figure out a lot. If they play well in that stretch,
it's
fair to start believing in this team again. If they play poorly in that stretch, then I think, you know, our adjusted expectations, it might be time to start dropping them down.
They need to win these next two, I think, just to give themselves like
Brooklyn and Orlando.
Yeah.
And the Orlando game is a home game. So
yeah, the next three are homes. That Detroit game is even a home game the day before Thanksgiving. That'll be a good one.
6-1-7.
5 o'clock.
Yeah. Well,
wait, what?
Yeah. Early Thanksgiving Eve?
Yeah.
5 o'clock?
So everyone's in their car?
By the time we're home from traffic at 2 o'clock, Keith, on that, we'll barely get home for tip-off that day.
When everyone's walking into the high school hero bars, it's going to be tip-off for Celtics Pistons? Okay.
617-779-7937. You want to talk Celtics, do it now. Your thoughts on Jaylen Brown? Have you been disappointed in him and the rest of the team? Is it time to adjust our expectations downwards for the Celtics? And do you agree with Rich? Are they not bad enough to tank this year? I know some on the text line are already taking us to task for even bringing up the idea of tanking. So you can discuss there. It's 617-779-7937, but you got to do it now. We're going to mix in Red Sox thoughts before the hour's out. We're going to mix in Bruins thoughts before the hour's out. We have Would You Rathers at 11:30, hashtag Dork Minute at 11:45, and Pure Hoops at High Noon with Terp. Plus, the Jones and Keefe AFC standings. It's official. It's proprietary. We have a new way of looking at the AFC, and we'll get to it at 11 o'clock. Billy Lanny has all the latest here in trending. And then, do the Red Sox have a shot at Tarik Skubal? Maybe? Let's get to it right after the update.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Boston Celtics are now on a 3-game winning streak after last night's 113-99 win over the Nets in Brooklyn. Jaylen Brown led all scorers with 29 points. The C's return to the court on Friday night. The Celtics will once again play the Nets, this time in an NBA Cup group stage matchup. Tonight, the Boston Bruins begin a 4-game road trip in Anaheim to play the Ducks. Puck drop at the Honda Center is at 10 o'clock. Defenseman Charlie McAvoy will not be on the road trip due to an upper body injury. The New England Patriots return to the practice field today at 2:15. Head coach Mike Vrabel will meet with the media at 1:10. You can hear the press conference right here on 93.7. This Sunday, the Pats will be in Cincinnati to take on the Bengals. Bengals wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase lost his suspension appeal, will miss Sunday's game, and will have to forfeit his weekly check of over $500,000. Yesterday, the Boston Red Sox made a bunch of moves. The Sox traded pitcher Chris Murphy to the Chicago White Sox for minor league catcher Ronnie Hernandez. Sox also traded pitcher Alex Hope to the Seattle Mariners for minor league catcher Luke Heyman. Pitcher Brendan Berandino was traded to the Colorado Rockies for outfielder Braden Wood. And the Sox also acquired infielder Tristan Gray from the Tampa Bay Rays for minor league pitcher Luis Guerrero, and the Sox designated first baseman Nathaniel Lowe and pitcher Josh Winkowski for assignment. And Boston College basketball got the 63-52 win over the Hampton Pirates last night. Up next, the Eagles will be in South Carolina to play Davidson on Friday night. As Massachusetts insurance plans renew this year, most are pulling back GLP-1 coverage for weight loss. Awaken 180 is here to help you with $500 off your Awaken program. Lose it once and keep it off with a solution for weight loss, awaken180weightloss.com. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.